This is In Love, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
In Love. "Well, my dear," said Henrietta, "if I had such a worried look on my face when I was going down to spend the weekend with the man I was engaged to and going to be married to in a month, well, I should either try and change my face or hide my feelings or something." "You shut up," said Hester curtly. "Don't look at my face if it doesn't please you. Now, my dear Hester, don't go into one of your tempers. Just look in the mirror and you'll see what I mean." "Who cares what you mean? You're not responsible for my face," said Hester desperately, showing no intention of looking in the mirror or of otherwise following her sister's kind advice. Henrietta, being the younger sister and mercifully unengaged, hummed a tune lightly. She was only 21 and had not the faintest intention of jeopardizing her peace of mind by accepting any sort of fatal ring. Nevertheless, it was nice to see Hester getting off, as they say, for Hester was nearly 25, which is serious. The worst of it was, lately Hester had had her famous worried look on her face when it was a question of the faithful Joe, dark shadows under the eyes, drawn lines down the cheeks, and when Hester looked like that, Henrietta couldn't help feeling the most horrid jangled echo of worry and apprehension in her own heart, and she hated it. She simply couldn't stand that sudden feeling of fear. "What I mean to say," she continued, "is that it's jolly unfair to Joe if you go down looking like that. Either put a better face on it, or—" But she checked herself. She was going to say don't go, but really she did hope that Hester would go through with this marriage. Such a weight off her, Henrietta's mind. "Oh, hang," cried Hester, "shut up." And her dark eyes flashed a spark of fury and misgiving at the young Henrietta. Henrietta sat down on the bed, lifted her chin and composed her face like a meditating angel. She really was intensely fond of Hester, and the worried look was such a terribly bad sign. "Look here, Hester," she said, "shall I come down to Markbury with you? I don't mind, if you'd like me to." "My dear girl," cried Hester in desperation, "what earthly use do you think that would be?" "Well, I thought it might take the edge off the intimacy, if that's what worries you," Hester re-echoed with a hollow, mocking laugh. "Don't be such a child, Henrietta, really," she said. And Hester set off alone, down to Wiltshire, where her Joe had just started a little farm to get married on. After being in the artillery, he'd got sick and tired of business. Besides, Hester would never have gone into a little suburban villa. Every woman sees her home through a wedding ring. Hester had only taken a squint through her engagement ring so far, but ye gods, not gold as green, not even Harrow. So Joe had built a little brown wooden bungalow, largely with his own hands, and at the back was a small stream with two willows, old ones. At the sides were brown sheds and chicken runs. There were pigs in a hog-proof wire fence and two cows in a field and a horse. Joe had 30-odd acres, with only a youth to help him, but of course there would be Hester. It all looked very new and tidy. Joe was a worker. He too looked rather new and tidy, very healthy and pleased with himself. He didn't even see the worried look, or if he did, he only said, "You're looking a bit fagged, Hester. Going up to the city takes it out of you more than you know. You'll be another girl down here." "Shan't I just?" cried Hester. She did like it too. The lots of white and yellow hens, and the pigs so full of pep, and the yellow thin blades of willow leaves showering softly down at the back of her house from the leaning old trees. She liked it awfully, especially the yellow leaves on the earth. She told Joe she thought it was all lovely, topping, fine, and he was awfully pleased. Certainly he looked fit enough. The mother of the helping youth gave them dinner at 12:30. The afternoon was all sunshine and little jobs to do, after she dried the dishes for the mother of the youth. "Not long now, miss, before you'll be cooking at this range, and a good little range it is." "No, not long now, no," echoed Hester, in the hot little wooden kitchen that was overheated from the range. The woman departed. After tea, the youth also departed, and Joe and Hester shut up the chickens and the pigs. It was nightfall. Hester went in and made the supper, feeling somehow a bit of a fool, and Joe made a fire in the living room, he feeling rather important and luscious. He and Hester would be alone in the bungalow till the youth appeared next morning. 6 months ago, Hester would have enjoyed it. They were so perfectly comfortable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?